Bill's Focus is presented by Atwal Eye Care, the official LASIK provider of the Buffalo Bills.
Chris Brown here, along with John Murphy at the StubHub Center in Carson, California, for stats that stood out. And Murph, there were a lot of ugly ones in this one. Maybe the most notable is 5 first-half interceptions.
Yeah, it was dreadful. It was a dreadful start for Nathan Peterman in his first NFL start. You felt sorry for the kid. I'm sure he was prepared. Things sort of snowballed out of control. A tip pass that went for the first pick, and then a bad decision to throw when he was under heavy pressure, and it just got worse from there on. It's difficult to watch, and it's awfully difficult to recover from a start like that.
Second stat that stood out, 31. That's the points off turnovers that the Chargers had. They were basically handed this game.
Yeah, 14 points on direct scores, after takeaways, and then they had short field a couple of times. And, the Buffalo defense, though, has to do its end of the bargain too, Chris. Right. And it's been a rough 3-game stretch for the Buffalo defense. Not getting the takeaways that they were getting, certainly, but just not stopping people on the ground. There were one scoring drive for the Chargers, big chunks of running yardage. So, they need takeaways. They can't let the offense give it away, but they really do have to hold up there into the bargain and stop the other team.
And that leads us to our third number, 135, the number of points given up by the Bills in the last 3 games. It's a franchise record. They're having trouble stopping anybody right now.
Yeah, if you're keeping score at home, that's 45 points allowed per game over 3 games. And that really is the reason for the precipitous drop from 5-2 to 5-5. I think, there's an awful lot of changes to be made. I think the quarterback decision will be number one. May turn out that would be the easiest decision for Sean McDermott to make, because he's really got to figure out what to do on defense, how to plug the gaps on defense. And the locker room players are talking about, we got to get back to fundamentals, we got to tackle, we got to get back to fundamentals. But they really have to put those words into practice, and it's got to start this week.
And Tyrod Taylor said it's about becoming more physical, having a greater physical mindset to win those battles at the line of scrimmage, something they haven't done in each of the last 3 games. Those are the stats that stood out. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bill's Focus, presented by Atwal Eye Care.